Who Will Deliver Me, by All Nations Gospel Publishers. One Sunday I was preaching the wonderful gospel in the village of a certain chief in Lesotho. A large crowd, together with the chief and his wife, had gathered to hear the word of God. The living word, which is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, pierced deep into the hearts of the people. He who does what is sinful is of the devil. 1 John 3 verse 8. While I was still preaching, the wife of the great chief, the queen, began to weep bitterly. With tears streaming down her cheeks, she stood up and cried out, "Who will deliver me? Please help me, my heart is very sore, I am a miserable and wretched person. Who can help me? Who will deliver me from this awful bondage of sin? What must I do? You all know me, I am the wife, the queen, of the chief, and I am also one of the prayer women. For over 20 years I have attended church, but all these things have not helped me, they cannot set me free, sin has bound me. I am a drunkard and a murderess. My hands are defiled and wicked because they are engaged in making beer, that cursed drink. Sin has bound my hands and feet, I am a prisoner of hell." She wept again most bitterly and sat down and cried aloud, "Help me! Help me! Who will deliver me? Who will deliver me from these chains of sin? I love God, but sin rules me, sin is dragging me down to hell. I killed my firstborn son, I was drunk while carrying him on my back, and in my drunken state I rolled on the ground and squashed the head of my sweet little son, so that he died. Please help me, deliver me from this death. My tribal customs did not help me. Religion did not help me. Who can help me? Who will deliver me?" I answered and said, "Don't be afraid. Do not despair. Your trouble is everyone's trouble. The Bible gives the answer to your heart's cry. It tells us that sin rules our lives, but that there is one who can deliver us. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do, no, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. So I find this law at work: when I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members." Romans 7 verse 15 to 25. Sooner or later this cry will come to everyone's heart: "What a wretched man I am! Who will deliver me?" The answer: if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. John 8 verse 36. Jesus is the answer to all our questions, the answer to your question. There is no salvation in any other name but in the name of Jesus. Acts 4 verse 12. Only Jesus can save us from our sins. Only His shed blood on the cross can cleanse us from all sin. No doctor, no medicine, no witch doctor, no man, no preacher or priest, no church can save you from sin. Only Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, can save you by His blood, and by the power of His Spirit. Jesus the Son of God came into this world to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. Isaiah 42 verse 7. Jesus said, "Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. But if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." John 8 verse 34 to 36. Jesus, who is the truth, sets you free. Jesus the Son of God took all our sins in His own body to the cross. Your sins are all nailed to the cross. Surely He took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. But He was pierced for our transgressions, He was crushed for our iniquities, the punishment that brought us peace was upon Him, and by His wounds we are healed. Isaiah 53 verse 3 to 7. If the Son, Jesus, sets you free, you will be free indeed. John 8 verse 36. Barabbas, who was a sinner and a murderer, was condemned to death. He was to be crucified, but Jesus took his place and carried the cross on which Barabbas should have died. Jesus, the Son of God, was crucified in the place of Barabbas, in your place and in my place. The murderer was set free because another one had died his death. You and I are that Barabbas. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. If you look in faith to the cross of Christ, you will see yourself and your sin nailed to that cross. Jesus has taken your place on the cross that you may live forever. He shed His blood for the forgiveness of your sins. For God so loved you that He gave His only Son, that you should not die, but have everlasting life. After hearing these words, the chief's wife believed in Jesus and gave her heart to Him. She gave her sinful heart to God, and He gave her a new heart and filled her with His Holy Spirit. He not only forgave her all her sins, but delivered her from the power of sin. For many years since that time, she has been living a beautiful, victorious life. She does not drink beer in any form, does not smoke or snuff tobacco, lives a clean life and is a bright witness to the truth that, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, the old is gone, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. You too, dear reader, can be set free through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "Come to me all you who are weary and burdened and I will give you rest." Come to Jesus just as you are or where you are. Tell him all about your sins and your troubles. He will not send you away, if you come with a humble and believing heart. Perhaps you are a church member, but bound in sin. Come to Jesus. He will set you free immediately, in the same way as he healed the leper and healed the blind. Jesus is still the same and can heal the brokenhearted and set the prisoner free. He forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases. Psalms 103:3. When you have given your heart to Jesus, tell others of the one who set you free. We too would like to hear from you. Written by J. Argeshvent. If you have found salvation in Christ, or have been otherwise blessed through our gospel literature, please let us know. We would like to thank God with you and remember you further in our prayers. For free gospel literature, books, and tracts in over 540 languages, please contact us using www.angp-hb.co.za.